Ace Podcast.
You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 1, Episode 7, with special guest hosts TNT Dynamite and Chachmeyer. Today we'll be discussing what took 68 kids in China 4 years to figure out, what two toppings could you eat on a pizza forever, and how we feel about the New Year's prank on the Hollywood sign. All that and more today on the Crazy Town Podcast.
One, two, three!
Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of the Crazy Town Podcast. I am your host, Jonas. Today I have two very special co-hosts with me. The first one has been a guest on the show before, Mr. TNT Dynamite. Why don't you say hello to everybody?
Hello, Jonas and his followers. TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. Always a pleasure to come back.
Always a pleasure to have you. And our other co-host is his first time on the show. It is Chachmeyer. Why don't you say what's up, buddy?
What's up? It's great to be here.
All right. It's great to have you. Well, we're not going to screw around today. We're going to get right into everything on the Crazy Town Podcast. All right, guys. So the other day I was reading online. I saw a very interesting news article. Yeah. It's about a university in China. A man named Zhao Lin Shan, he gave admission info to a bunch of kids. They didn't really score high enough to get into the school. It was the Shandong Institute of Light Industry.
You,
I don't know.
Did you just say Shandong?
I did.
Okay.
Do you want to go to the Shandong?
I'll accept that.
Good answer. Yes. We're playing Family Feud now. Yes. So the Shandong Institute of Light Industry, he told these kids that it would be a pilot program for students who hadn't quite scored well enough. It was 8,000 Chinese yuan, or whatever it is, their currency, a year. So he ended up getting 68 people enrolled in this school. Now, 4 years later, these kids are done with school, they're getting ready to graduate, they find out they were never really enrolled at the school the entire time.
Oh, that's cold. That's worse than Trump.
Right. So they go to find this guy. The guy's name is Zhao Lin Shan. He sounds like a shyster if I've ever heard of one. Yeah. And of course, he's disappeared, right? Like any criminal mastermind, he's gone. So I guess my first question to you, Dynamite, how the fuck didn't these kids know for 4 years they were going to a school that wasn't legit? Or another, they weren't even enrolled.
Does it say anywhere what they were going for? What was the curriculum?
Being idiots.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, yeah. If they didn't know they were going to school to be stupid, it's completely their fault. Good ups to Shan for being a great entrepreneur and the CEO of his own business.
Going right there, the CEO.
That's good.
Right. So the school is a legit school. Like, it's not that the school doesn't exist.
How did the school not know?
Right.
That they didn't belong there.
Right. So there were 68 kids going to classes, doing homework, and the school didn't realize in 4 years that they shouldn't be turning in assignments.
So it was a fake class?
The whole program was fake.
What?
He told them they were going in a program that didn't exist at a real school, had them pay him money. They went to classes at this school. Like, and then 4 years later, they come to find out the program didn't exist.
Did he send them, like, grade cards? I mean, how did they keep going and think everything is fine? You know?
Right.
I mean, right. Half of me would understand, like, the teachers not knowing them, because there's a billion fucking kids in your class.
Right.
Who's to say that that one person in the back doesn't belong there? So, right. But I mean,
how do you sign up for a class that doesn't exist?
Well, how do you know you're doing good?
These kids didn't quite get high enough scores to get into the school, so we will leave it. They may be the brightest kids in the world. Now, I don't know if they're, like, special ed kids. I wouldn't think they were, like, the mentally disabled kids. That would be, like, if Jean Lon wanted to come down and, like, rip off, like, mentally disabled kids.
It's kind
of
like,
congratulations to him on being an entrepreneur and CEO of his own company. Right. Ripping off retarded kids.
So, I part of me wants to believe this isn't true, but it has to be. It's too fucked up to not be real.
I'm just wondering how he got classroom time. Like, how did he just...
No, he didn't teach anybody.
No.
He convinced them they were signed up at the school as students, and then they went to normal classes.
Okay, so they just started going to classes.
Right. And then it took them 4 years to realize.
Man, this story is just too fucking crazy for me to even follow at this point. Just kids going to school and...
Right. So they're telling their mom thinks they're about to graduate. Wow. They gotta go tell mom that they didn't, that they got duped into going. They paid, 8,000 times 4, 32,000 Chinese won.
Could you imagine them sitting at ceremony? And their parents there. Everybody gets called up except them. They're like, there's like six of them sitting there.
They're all just like crying together. Each other.
Oh, like, man, that's like, terrible.
Well, I guess that's better than finding out the graduation ceremony.
Yeah, right? I'd commit seppuku.
Seppuku?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd do it. It's that bad. School is no joke.
Well, especially in China. Yeah, it's like all or nothing over there. Yeah. Like so there's probably going to be 68 kids found dead tomorrow morning.
It's a good possibility.
Either by samurai death, by their parents, or by suicide.
Their parents shame them to death.
They just tell them they're not good enough until they just croak. Their brain shuts down because they're so ashamed of life.
I have failed you.
Right, yeah, they just say that until they die.
That's sad, man. Fuck that guy.
Wow, this took a turn.
Yeah, I don't feel the same way now. If you just tricked me into going to college, dude, that's like me paying you to do work.
Right, they paid 32,000 won to do homework.
Exactly.
For nothing.
Man, I hope that school allowed those students to finish out their curriculum, because that is bullshit.
Well, you know what? Let everyone else do the work. If you guys want to check out what really happened on this story and let me know, hit up thecrazytown.com and send me know, because I'm a lazy ass and I do not want to check out if it's legit or not.
Yeah, use the minions.
And we will be back on the Crazy Town podcast.
Where am I?
All right, and we are back on the Crazy Town podcast. Guys, I was reading one of those stupid, what-if scenario books the other day, and I usually don't partake in this kind of shit. I think it's kind of stupid. But this one, I think, is a topic everyone can relate to, pizza. Let me guess first, ask, do you guys like pizza?
Well, who doesn't like pizza?
Nazis and whores?
Besides them, I mean, normal...
Red-blooded Americans?
Yes. Normal human beings. Who? Name me one.
Okay.
Exception of maybe lactose intolerant people.
Oh, maybe those guys.
That was a jab.
Did you get jabbed?
Sorry. I mean, but, you know.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, in this what-if book, besides the, you know, what if you only had one Disney princess coat for the rest of your life and things like that.
Ariel.
Thank you. That was just an example, but I appreciate your honesty.
Kind of thing for redheads.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'm gonna keep mine locked away.
Locked away in a key? Vaulted it up? Okay. All right, maybe that'll be another special episode where it finally reveals his closet Disney crush.
Maybe.
Maybe. Only in dreams. Jafar. Anyways, so what it was if you could only have one pizza topping forever, what would it be? So I'm gonna take it a little further. If you could only order one type of pizza every time you ordered it for the rest of your life, and you could have two toppings, not even just one, two toppings on one pizza combo, what would it be?
Jonas with the hard-hitting questions.
This is hard-hitting. This isn't no fucking Morton Downey Jr.
He's got his fingers on the pulse of the people right here.
Pulse of the people.
What do you think, Chuch?
I mean, don't ask me.
Don't ask you? You don't know? It's too hard?
I think this is a racist question.
It's a racist question.
It is loaded.
Yes. It's pretty loaded.
And I think it's against me.
It is.
Because my current path in life right now, I'm delivering pizza. So I feel like fuck you both. Okay?
Wow. If you don't like pizza? Wow. Because I mean, you
like pizza, wow. I asked the guy like, with two toppings. He likes that pizza.
What's going on? He delivers pizza. Let's ask him a pizza question.
It's a secret conspiracy to ruin your life.
Like, I got nothing else.
Favorite pizza topping.
We're not trying to lowbrow you, man. This is the kind of stuff that goes on in this podcast. I mean, the people want to know
what type of pizza topping. I just feel like I'm in a corner.
He feels like he's cornered.
Like baby's in a corner right now. Where's
Patrick Swayze?
I know.
We'll put Tom down for pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
No. You can't pass it. You have to go first, and then I'll.
All right, fine. That's fine. I'm going to say, and though it may be the unpopular call, double mushroom.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not letting that.
You're not going to let that go?
Double mushroom?
Absolutely.
Do you live in the fucking forest?
No, but I love mushrooms, and I know that if you're going to eat that much pizza, little mushrooms aren't going to hurt you.
I recall on a previous episode of this podcast, you talking about piss mushrooms on my feet, and they were disgusting.
I would not eat your piss mushrooms, but normal mushrooms that grow in the wild, those are fine. A nice shiitake.
Wait, fucking Domino's doesn't have shiitakes. They got canned fucking, like, fucking horse dick mushrooms.
What are those, the Dutch farms? Dutch fields? You know what I'm talking about. Pennsylvania Dutch mushrooms, those are fine.
Three quarters of me is just glad I have no idea what the fuck you both are talking about. Well,
that's very true.
That one quarter... It's not enough, though.
What do you think about double mushroom? Does that make your fucking skin crawl or what?
No.
No?
No?
It's just a double of one topping.
Are you trying to say he's a pussy way out?
Dedication.
I'm saying, like, he likes a lot of it.
That's allegiance to my mushrooms. Allegiance. What do you like, Jonas? You tell me, what's your fucking pizza topping if you could just have one forever?
Two toppings, one pizza?
Fine, yeah.
You just said favorite pizza topping, so it could technically be...
It can be a combination.
It can be whatever.
I want double bacon.
Like, that's it. It's double bacon.
I want so much pig that I could ride it home.
You're such a fucking American. God damn it.
As all the rest of us are so fucking... What's wrong with double bacon?
Nothing. Nothing.
That's too much, man.
So we have... Just because I'm the host doesn't mean you have to agree with me.
I don't.
Now I'm definitely in a corner because now I have a double fucking vegetable on one side and a double fucking meat on the other side.
Mushrooms are not a vegetable. They're fungus.
They're in the vegetable
category. Double fungus, double meat.
I'm just saying, you better get the entomology correct.
If you say double cheese, we're just going to shit on you.
Yeah. As far as roughage that goes on a pizza, mushrooms are in that category.
All right.
Roughage?
Yeah. You agree?
Roughage, vegetables, salad, shit like that, you know?
Oh, let me get my double lettuce pizza.
Chachi with the $5 words here. You gotta remember our viewers.
I'm sorry, all I eat.
And then, you know, how about bacon?
There's nothing wrong with bacon.
There is absolutely...
You can't go wrong with bacon.
You heard it here first.
Do you like bacon?
Nothing wrong with bacon.
No.
Dynamite, do you like bacon?
Honestly, I don't like bacon.
Wait.
I know. Wait. I sound like a goddamn terrorist.
Hold on a second. I don't think... I think... All right. The rest of the show is going to be the Chach and Jonas show because Dynamite just said he didn't like bacon.
I don't like bacon. Why? There's too much fat on it most of the time.
That's
unless you can get
the
just
best
right.
part.
I don't like that stuff.
It gives it all the flavor.
I'm not a skinny dude by any means, you know, but bacon just doesn't do it for me. I prefer beef. Or chicken over pork.
I mean, but bacon is... I mean, honestly, bacon is just like a condiment. It's...
condiment?
Yes, you add it to something. You don't just sit and, like, go to a restaurant. I'm like, I'm going to order, like, 6 pounds of bacon.
People eat bacon for breakfast. I don't eat a bowl of mustard for lunch, motherfucker.
You don't go get an 8-ounce steak of bacon.
I have never in my life heard bacon referred to as a condiment.
I'm intrigued, though, because it almost makes sense, except for...
Maybe one thing besides just eating bacon for breakfast.
Right.
Which is... Aside,
you don't just eat bacon, right?
Everything else, it's on something. It's either bacon in this, bacon on this, bacon under this, bacon
this
side.
He's a fucking genius. It's like philosopher Chacho over here.
Like, bacon is not a standalone. It's not like steak or something.
It's like God's snowflakes.
Sausage.
Snowflakes.
Okay.
it just sprinkles on down on whatever you want to be on, and it makes it better.
Chachi, you're opening my eyes right now. You're opening my eyes.
To the world of pizza? Yeah.
To the world of bacon condimentation.
That's why I brought you on. Chachi, but the people really want to know.
What they really want to know?
They really want to know is
what's your combo?
As a professional.
As a professional.
Well, what? Favorite topping of
pizza? No, if you could only ever order one two-topping pizza, and it had to be that pizza.
Well, it has to be two-topping now?
Yes.
It can be from the beginning. Any topping. I thought it was just any pizza.
I thought it was any
two-topping pizza that you had to order forever.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, it's like picking a song. It's like, what mood are you in?
Well, right. So, but say you're in this mood forever, because that's
general,
where...
Like a general two-topping pizza.
Forever.
Like a...
Whether you're ready to kill someone, or you're ready to...
I can get a gun and put it to your head if it helps you to think.
Right.
I can.
That's rough. I'd have to go... I mean, fuck. I'm just going to go pepperoni sausage. I'm just going to go a double meat because you have cheese and sauce.
Right.
Fuck your vegetables. There's pizza. Sauce is tomatoes.
Right, right. So you have vegetables.
I don't care if it's a fruit. Shut up.
Nobody can say anything. In there. He's defending himself against himself.
You're going to go with the classic sausage pepperoni?
Yeah. To two topping? To two guys here who went double topping.
you're gonna go
against me because I'm like two maybe different toppings.
You could at least thought of survival and go one vegetable, one meat.
I would like a little bit of pork.
Meeting your daily nutritional values.
And I would like a little bit of whatever pepperoni.
All of a sudden,
is,
the fruit, you know, the fucking food triangle comes into play.
Right.
You said forever, like one only ever. Like, this is survival pizza you're talking about now. This isn't just, like, what's your favorite? Now, this is, like, for, you know, if you could only eat one forever. Pepperoni sausage.
Pepperoni sausage, huh?
Because if you get bored, throw the sausage away. Throw the pepperoni away.
Now he's talking about peeling toppings off. You cannot. No.
You're versatile.
I will not have you. You can't fuck with
I'm
the
just
with
further
the
explaining.
You cannot fuck with pizza integrity.
If you pull off pizza pepperoni, you lose cheese. If you pull off sausage, you lose cheese. Then you're gonna have like a sporadic.
But the way you're talking
about
it, like,
this toppings.
He
has to live with his choices. Yeah. You are picking shit off of this pizza.
You see,
eating it.
I can pick off one topping.
You can't.
You can't. You what only is? Have both of you only
I can
have
put,
one
I can be
topping.
Like, well, I'll just take single mushrooms today. No, we asked what your two favorite toppings were that you would have to live with. You gotta live with
right,
them,
right? Let me burn down the barn for a second.
Let's go. What?
Are you going with, like, raw sausage thrown on that's then cooked, sliced Italian sausage, or imitation rabbit turd sausage balls?
Sausage? I mean, like
Totino's?
Like
yes.
Like if this is Dream Pizza...
It's Dream Theater Pizza Edition.
Dream Theater Pizza Edition forever. It would have to be the raw sausage that cooks on the
pizza. Salvado style.
So the grease, yes.
If you've never had it, you never will.
Pizza.
It's from a terrible town that no one likes.
Yes, but they make amazing pizza.
Oh, it's like an orgasmic sausage blob.
But yes.
Ooh.
Real sausage.
So you like the true raw sausage aspect.
Yes.
Both of you are going to have coronaries from all of that meat.
Shut up, Fungus Among Us. Just because you want fucking Peter Piper's fucking mushroom tip on the fucking pizza. Look,
mushrooms are delicious any time of the year.
What? In the spring?
Yeah, especially.
In the fall?
Especially.
What about in the winter when you can't grow them?
Well, then you piss on your feet. Oh, God.
Then they will definitely grow at that point. So all right. So, to wrap this whole shit up. So, you're going with double Fungus Among Us.
Absolutely.
I'm going with double pig ass, bacon fantastic, and you're going pepperoni sausage itcha pizza pie.
Yeah.
You think you know a person.
Yeah, right. You think you know a person.
Said general pizza forever. That's the most general pizza two topping that you could fucking order.
All right. Well, we know who took the easy way out, and we're taking the hard questions on the other side. So, what do you like? You let us know. We'll be back later on the Crazy Town Podcast. We are back on the Crazy Town Podcast. One last thing I wanted to touch on before we have to go for this episode, guys, is New Year's Eve was just the other day. And did you guys see that someone in Los Angeles climbed onto the Hollywood sign and transformed it to say Hollyweed?
I did.
Yeah, I did see that.
So I guess I read the article. I guess this guy climbed the fence in all black, he didn't actually deface the sign. He just hung up black tarps over the O's, and then I think like a white tarp to make the rest of the E. So I see a lot of things online where people seem to not actually be too upset about this. What's your opinion of a dynamite?
I mean, since he didn't cause any permanent damage to the sign, it seems like a pretty good joke. I wouldn't go that far to just get a laugh, but hey, it's making news, so hey, good for him.
All right. What about you, Chach? Would you do that?
I mean, please. It's California.
Good point.
Everybody wakes up and goes, yep, sure is.
Everybody looked. They were like, I like it.
You know how many dispensaries they have over there?
Oh, well, they just legalized it, like, completely.
Yeah,
like,
I know. It's only going to be worse now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, but I did see, like, quite a few people, I think, like, Steve-O posted a picture with it. Some other, like, famous people posted some pictures. Yeah. I'll try to find some things to get it posted up on the website for everybody. But... I mean, I think that was pretty funny. They did say it was kind of funny. They're like, the man who did this is still at large. Like, he's dangerous.
Yes. Lock him up.
He's armed with black tarps.
Nobody cares. It just took a couple minutes to clean up, and he didn't hurt anybody.
They're like, watch out. He may cover you up.
He may tarp your sign next.
You won't see him.
But he
all of a sudden, poof.
All of a sudden, he'll turn you into Hollyweed. So, I mean, I don't think it, like, much is going to come of this. They probably will never catch him. The dude was in all black. He hopped a fence. Nobody was hurt. Pretty harmless prank. I do have to give the guy kudos for planning this shit out, though.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it took him to figure out, like, the dimensions of the tarps, to get the tarps.
I will say is that that guy needs a damn hobby, because if that's what you do with your day, you can probably do something much better with yourself than just putting tarps up.
Well, if you think about it, he had to, like, research. He had to, like, measure. He had to figure out the measurements of the O.
Not necessarily. He could have just, like, smoked up, grabbed some tarps, had a good idea, and it worked.
It's like 11:58, and he's like, bro, my dad has all these black tarps in the garage, bro. Let's go hang them on the sign.
How do we know this is the first time he's done this? Maybe he has attempted a couple times and...
And failed,
yeah.
It's like serial holiday exchange.
He's like
serial
that guy
tarping.
He's like that town drunk that they just throw in the drunk tank and don't charge. You know what I mean? They're just like, really, dude, you know, you're going to go
over
there.
We're treating him like a mastermind, and he's just saying that maybe it's just some average guy.
It's just a degenerate.
Yeah.
Not a degenerate, but, like, you know, he's had the plan, but he's not... Bright. He's not like a high member of society.
You gotta load up the F-150 with the tarps. You gotta drive out. You gotta find the all black outfit, the ski mask in California. How are you gonna find a fucking ski mask?
Every 7-Eleven.
Well, in California?
Every 7-Eleven.
I don't think it's like a common road where you go up and drive by the Hollywood sign. Like, it's up in, like, the hills. You have to, like, find the access road. You have to get,
like,
through it.
Nobody's up there. Who's gonna disturb you while you're doing it?
He did some Mission Impossible type shit to get past security.
He became a Scientologist. Yeah. He contacted Time Cruise. He found some tarps. He converted his brother. His brother did watch. They made tarps out of sheepskin and lamb.
Yeah.
Hung them while hanging upside down.
Right. Yes. And then all of a sudden, it was like, they were like, dun, 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 dun. That's the James Bond theme, huh?
Our condolences to any guards that lost their life during this prank.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I hope... We'll never forget.
Any broken nails, splinters, anything like that. Anything that's happened.
2016, we'll never forget Hollywood. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's all the time that we have for today on the Crazy Town Podcast. I do want to thank Chach Meyer and TNT Dynamite for joining us today. Do you guys have anything you want to say?
Just want to say TNT Dynamite, it's your boy, Explosive One. Still got that YouTube channel in the mix. Look forward to 2017. Thank you for any likes, any views that I get.
Chach, anything from you?
I don't have an outro like that. I have nothing.
No, fair enough. Like, if you have something, just let me know. I'll give you a shout out on the website.
I'll just say thank you, sir.
We love you, Chach.
Yeah.
Go ahead and email us at crazytownpodcast@gmail.com. Twitter @thecrazytownpod. The website for the podcast is thecrazytown.com. And as always, soundcloud.com/thecrazytownpodcast. Please share, like, tell your friends. Anything would be much appreciated. Let me know how much you hate hate the show. But for Chachmeyer, TNT Dynamite, and Jonas, we are out.